Hi, and welcome to this iPhone 10 demo. And this is a tip that a customer of Vision Australia gave me as of this recording last week to issues that he was having with the new iPhone style gestures for voiceover, i.e. dragging it from the top or the bottom of the phone to initiate your notifications, control center, home button, and app switcher, and also including reachability. So he went to an app store and they showed him how to do this via the assistive touch menu so that he could use that rather than having to use the new iPhone 10 style voiceover gestures, which he still found hard to do on his new iPhone 10R. So I thought I might as well do a demo to exactly show you how he arrived at his solution with the Apple Store. And by the way, I was going to put this through my mixer this morning, but my third 3.5mm to lightning adapter for my mixer, because of course, as we all know, the iPhone 10s don't have a 3.5mm headphone jack, as do the new iPad Pros. My third one in a row has actually stopped working. So I'm getting a little bit over spending, I think it's about $13 Australian, to keep replacing something that I need to use my iPhone 10. So I'm still not over the 3.5mm headphone issue yet. So I've got my iPhone 10 unlocked here. Let me just go to the accessibility screen. Open accessibility.
Here are the accessibility settings.
Okay, settings, and let general, me flick through to assistive touch, because that's what we're doing as an alternative to the iPhone 10 new voiceover gestures. Well, they're not really new anymore, but they were new for the iPad this year in 2018 at least. So let me flick through.
Accessibility, vision, voiceover, zoom, magnifier.
Okay, all the normal ones. Now I'm going to actually rotate
words,
to headings.
Characters, edit, headings.
And flick down.
Interaction, heading.
To interaction, flick to the right.
Reachability, on.
Now double I've tap, turned reachability on because that's one of the things I want to use assistive touch menu for, besides the normal home and app switcher. And just to note, the assistive touch menu options that I'm going to show you is really only for the home button function, the app switcher function, and the reachability function. As we know, you can still do your notifications center and control center with your three finger flick up and down from the status line using voiceover. So let me keep flicking through to the right.
To bring the top into reach, switch control off, assistive touch off button.
So assistive touch, double tap on that.
Selected accessibility back button.
Flicking to the right.
Assistive touch. Heading, assistive touch, off.
Now I haven't turned it on yet, so I will turn it on in a minute when I'll show you how to set up the options.
Assistive touch allows you to use your iPhone if you have difficulty touching the screen or if you require an adaptive accessory.
Okay, so if you have difficulty touching the screen, you can use assistive touch, or if you're using an accessory.
Customize top level menu, button.
Customize top level menu, we don't have to do that at the moment.
Custom actions, heading.
And this is what we want, custom actions. Now, these three following items I've already set up, and I'll show you how to go and modify them if you wish, because yours won't be set up this way if you haven't done it before. So if I flick to the right.
Single tap, home, button.
So I've changed it to single tap to be the home button function. And this is a single tap for non-voiceover users. So for us voiceover users, it's a one finger double tap. So I flick to the right, the second one I've set up.
Double tap. App switcher button.
Is double tap for the app switcher, which for us is a one finger triple tap. And flicking the right one more time.
Long press, reachability button.
And I've got my long press is set up for reachability to bring the top of the screen down so you can reach it with one hand. And by the way, a long press is the one finger double tap and hold for us voiceover users. So if you want to change any one of these, let me just flick back
double
to the
tap,
first one.
App switcher, single tap, home.
And if I double button, tap on it.
Assistive touch. Back button.
And flicking to the right.
Single tap. Heading.
This is single tap.
None.
And these are all the options that you can set to the single tap, i.e. one finger double tap for us voiceover users, setting it to none.
Open menu.
Open menu.
Selected. Home.
Home, which is currently selected. And of course, you would one finger double tap on any one of these to activate them, of course, using voiceover.
Notifications.
Notifications.
Siri.
Siri.
Control center.
Control center.
Lock screen.
Lock screen.
Volume up.
Volume up.
Volume down.
Volume down.
Mute.
Mute.
Accessibility shortcut.
Accessibility shortcut.
Shake.
Shake.
App switcher.
App switcher. And yes, that's the one that I chose for the for us one finger triple tap or double tap for non-voiceover users.
Screenshot.
Lock rotation.
Pinch.
3D touch.
Double tap. SOS. Analytics.
Reachability. And that was for my long press.
Restart.
Speak screen.
Pass through to app.
And that's it. All right, so I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Single tap. Home.
And
button.
Flicking back to the left.
Custom actions. Customize top. Assistive touch allows you to use assistive touch. Off.
And I'm going to turn on.
Double on. Accessibility. Back button.
Okay, and let me just make sure I'm going back to my
back button.
Start of
settings.
My main settings screen.
Settings. Heading.
There we go. All right, so if I tap my finger down the right-hand side of my iPhone X screen here.
Back privacy. Assistive touch. Assistive touch menu.
There's my assistive touch
double
menu.
Tap to open the menu.
So if I do a one-finger double tap for us voiceover users, I will perform a home button function.
Assistive touch.
If I flick to the right.
Calendar. Monday, the 12th. Photos. One photo. Camera.
Okay, there's my home.
Double tap to open.
All right, so I want to do a app switcher function. Now, if I come back to the right-hand side of my screen, now my assistive touch menu is about a third of the way up from the bottom. So I'm going to take my finger around about a third of the way up from the, on the right-hand side.
Assistive touch menu.
And there it is.
Double tap to open the menu.
And I'm going to do a one-finger triple tap. One, two, three.
Assist app switcher.
Settings. And there's my app switcher.
Active. Messages. Active. Twitter. Active. Outlook. Active. Mail. Active.
Okay, and I'm going to find assistive touch menu again.
Fingers, outlook, assistive touch menu.
Okay, it's just touched on assistive touch again.
Double tap to open the menu.
And double tap.
Assistive touch.
And I'm back.
Assistive touch menu.
To not the home screen. So this sometimes actually happens with the focus. I found it mainly occurs sometimes when I'm coming out of the app switcher or when I'm inside an app. It doesn't always pop up properly. So I'm not too sure what's going on there, but I think it's just assistive touch grabbing the focus. So what I normally do is touch on the wall at the bottom of my screen.
Page 2 of 6. Adjustable.
And then flick back.
Health.
And then I know I'm back on my home screen again. So I'll do a four-finger touch at the top of my screen.
Mail. No in red emails.
And there's my normal first app on my home screen. All right, so that was a one-finger double tap for us voiceover users for the home button function. And a one-finger triple tap for the app switcher, which leaves us for the reachability to bring the top of the screen down. And of course, you have to turn reachability on the accessibility settings, and I said I've already turned that on. So let me find my assistive touch menu on the right-hand side of my screen, the third way up from the bottom.
Assistive touch. Assistive touch.
And
menu.
One-finger double tap and hold.
Double tap, 8 item.
Okay, so that's reachability just turned on. And if you wait a couple of seconds, it'll turn itself off again. And of course, if you don't want to wait for reachability to turn itself off, I could have just one finger double tapped on the assistive touch menu to turn off reachability mode. So that's it for the demo of the workaround using the assistive touch menu. Just be aware that, as I pointed out, sometimes the assistive touch menu will grab focus, particularly when you're going in and out of an application or coming out of the app switcher sometimes, but overall it actually works pretty well. And of course, you can always use the 3D touch option on that menu as well to set other parameters. So that will do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.